There is a world of adventure just beyond your imagination. And the only way to get there is Finding Neverland, the Broadway hit that NPR calls the best musical of the year. Finding Neverland. See it now. Remember it always. Now on stage through December 18th at the fabulous Fox Theater in the U.S. Bank Broadway series. Good seats still available at MetroTix.com.
The Kilcoin Show going back out on remote. One of our favorite spots. We're going to be at Schnars, the Webster location, right there on Lockwood near the intersection of Lockwood and Elm. Think about it. Holiday season. You need an extension cord, maybe some scissors, some paint, anything you need for the holidays. They've got it at Schnars. Great spot there in Webster. Martin and Randy, come on by. Grab those last-minute items. It's Schnars, where you never pay for the popcorn. They might even have the grill going. Sometimes Frank will whip up some choco chip cookies on the grill. We'll see you at Schnars in Webster on Thursday.
8 out of 10 of us experience back pain at some point in our lives. Did you know there's a natural, drug-free way to relieve this pain? The Joint Chiropractic offers quality, affordable care at locations near you with convenient evening and weekend hours. No appointments or insurance necessary. The Joint Chiropractic. Relief on so many levels.
Mention the Big 550 at any of their 10 metro locations to receive a special $19 offer, including a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Visit thejoint.com to find the clinic nearest you.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again because Encore is constantly changing their inventory, and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
Why not make this holiday season special for him? You know, us guys, we don't want ugly ties, no golf balls, no executive trinkets. So check this out. Redexum Turf Products, located at I-44 and 141 next to St. Louis Bobcat, specializes in the highest quality lawn equipment and outdoor products, plus the full line of Husqvarna saws and lawnmowers, Yeti coolers, American Sportsworks vehicles, hunting blinds, and more. Give him the holiday gift you can't wait to arrive, because you know how much he will love it. The gifts people gather around to watch him open. A Christmas gift from Redexum Turf Products. He is ready to play.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounter 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This holiday season, get family and friends a St. Louis Bread Company gift card. For every $50 in gift card purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more, visit your local bakery cafe.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
Here comes. There's no fun left on
well, it. And we're full of chips. And we think you'll get lots of
9 inches long and an inch wide.
Oh, man.
Look at that.
Hey, whatever happened to paint in your hands?
Paint in your hands.
Yeah, that one never.
never, I do remember that one, but I don't think it ever made the transfer from
Carney. Or is it part of what was stolen by John Carney and those people?
No, it was on.
Remember, we had some stuff stolen by jealous other hosts?
But that one was on a cart, and I don't think it ever made the digital transition.
Too bad.
Yeah.
That actually made the show, I thought. Oh, well. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 7th Pearl Harbor Day edition of Vineyards Playhouse, brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. We're going to talk about surveillance cameras, and there's a story in the news, how those cameras help nail the bad guys. But first, at the control board, say hello to Eon, the peon, as he says hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house. Suffering. This is now day three that I know of. It probably started before that over the weekend with some kind of a head cold or brain tumor or something in between.
Something.
But what a trooper. Still not taking off, not cold. What the heck happened to the music?
Oh.
What happened? What happened?
Computer stutter.
Oh.
It McGrawed us.
What?
Nothing. Edit that out. He's okay with it. He jokes about it. Come on. Or he's not okay with it. One or the other.
Either way. Whatever.
Either way. Where was I?
Drowsy mouth.
He's got a head cold. A lesser man would have called in. I'm gonna be late or I can't come in. Not this guy. What a trooper. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy was telling me a story about Christmas at his house. You know, I'd heard stories like if a kid is bad, they get coal in their stocking or something.
Yeah.
I'd also heard a burnt toast. He said his parents, if he hadn't been good, they put burnt, what was it? Burnt
cheese.
Burnt cheese.
Ew.
Well, Dan, you like burnt popcorn.
I like burnt cheese, too.
You'd probably like burnt cheese.
I would.
Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
You like burnt cheese, too?
Oh, yeah.
Where have you had burnt cheese? I don't think I've ever seen
burnt cheese. On a grilled cheese sandwich, I've seen burnt cheese.
Well, it's on the inside, so it can't get burnt.
No, not on the inside, but if some cheese will spill over.
Oh, yeah, melts over.
It's just melted, not burnt.
No.
Like burned cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, you like burnt popcorn.
Oh, that's true. I wouldn't think anybody would like that either.
So. Well, nobody's like Dan.
Well, that's obvious.
Nobody else like him, you know that. So we're brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security, and they caught this idiot, the BB gun guy, or one of the ones who was shooting windows out around St. Louis. You saw that. And it was unbelievable, like 70, 80 cars or something. An idiot. And then, of course, 19 years old. It was interesting the way they caught him, though. What was a big help was surveillance cameras. They got a camera that captured, I guess, his car leaving the area where he decided to shoot out. Hang on, I want to get this story because this moron. Let me see if I have it. Because what he said, and I have it. Oh, here it is, right here. Let's listen to this. He says when they finally apprehended him and they got him from the license plate, he said that he admitted he and some friends used a BB gun to damage cars, 62 just in Clayton. They shot windows out of. And here's what he said, quote, we did it to have fun.
Oh.
Well. Just having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, right. Electric chair. Okay? And then, what 19-year-old? I don't care what your living conditions are. I don't care how bad your daddy was or he left home. Who doesn't know that it's wrong to damage other people's property like that for fun?
Are they going to make him pay for all of these windows?
That's the part that's frustrating, because he's been turned over to juvenile authorities. Well, you know how that's going to go.
He's 19?
Yeah. He shouldn't even be a juvenile authority.
No, he shouldn't be a juvenile.
Yeah, it says,
that's an adult.
Oh, hang on. Here we go. That's one of the other kids. Hold on here.
Oh.
It says There are three other people. One is a juvenile. The juvenile has been turned over to juvenile authorities. This guy, 19-year-old, charged with 6 counts of first-degree tampering. That doesn't sound very serious, does it? Tampering.
No.
They need another term. How about first-degree idiocy? And, you know, invasion of personal space and property and damage. And then 14 counts of the same crime in Maplewood, 19 counts in Clayton, 11 in St. Louis.
Wow.
And it describes tampering as defacing cars knowingly and without the consent of the owner. But, Dan, you're right. The frustrating part is I want to see what's going to happen to this guy.
Yeah.
And now back to the reason I mentioned it, surveillance cameras. This is what's so beautiful about surveillance cameras. There's no question. The person can lie until they're blue in the face, as your parents used to say. It won't matter. You go, hey, well, look at this. Here you are in my warehouse, in my office, which is closed and after hours, going through somebody's desk. Here you are in my home robbing me. It's over. It's over. You got them. And the great thing, too, when Gateway Lock and Security does it, it's done right. You folks who think you're going to go to Costco or somewhere, and I've seen them. I've been in Costco. I saw it 2 weeks ago. And it's a box. It's got like 8 cameras in it. And it says something like, you know, easy to install. No. No, it's not. Not if you do it right. I'm not a tech person. I don't know how to put these cameras in and do it right. If you do it right, they're gonna work really, really well. And I know they're not. The point is not to have fun, but it's kind of fun to, at any time, pick up your phone or your tablet and go, well, let's see what's cooking at work or at the house, or let's see who's in the backyard. Or, I wonder if that guy who said he'd show up is actually there. No, he's not. I'm looking at my family room where he was supposed to be putting the carpet in. He's not even there. And there are all kinds of stories about people who will have a service person go, well, you know, I was at your house, and I was there for 4 hours. And they go, well, here, let's look at the video. You're there 45 minutes. You can't beat great surveillance cameras. And I don't think you're ever going to beat the installation, the quality, the products you're going to get from Gateway Lock and Security. Now, yes, they do other things. I need to tell you they're licensed, bonded, and insured, but in Missouri only. They do keypad entries, exit alarms, access control systems, they rekey locks, deadbolt installation, security safes, keyless touchpad locks. They're big business security cameras. You want to go get a box of those cameras and put them in yourself? Go right ahead. I told you last week or 2 weeks ago, I have a friend. He did that, and then he went to grab some, capture some video, and guess what? He wasn't there because the cameras weren't working, and they went out on him. Do it right. Like a lot of other things, you don't want to fill your own teeth or pull them. You go to a dentist. You want to do this right? Gateway Lock and Security. They're terrific people. It's a family business. And thank you, because they're telling me they're getting lots of leads, lots of calls from AM and the PM people who appreciate quality work and who are concerned now more than ever about safety, personal safety, property safe, Gateway Lock and Security. Website's easy, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. All right, it's Pearl Harbor Day, you know that, and I know you've heard a thousand times, well, where would it end for me? We all know that. Maybe a couple of things you didn't know. I'll start with Peon. Peon, how long do you think the attack on Pearl Harbor lasted? It's Sunday morning, you're shaving, you're having breakfast, and you hear, how long do you think that lasted?
I will say 45 minutes.
Dan?
I was going to say an hour.
In my mind, when I think of it, it's something that would be done in like 15, 20 minutes, just and over. It was just short of 2 hours. It was an hour and 50 minutes of that continuous getting hammered. It started at, the first hit was 7:55 in the morning, and it went till 9:45. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll guarantee that's the longest hour and 50 minutes those people ever experienced. It probably seemed like forever. 2,335 U.S. servicemen killed, 1,143 wounded, 68 civilians killed. The Japanese launched the airplanes in two waves, 45 minutes apart. First wave struck Pearl Harbor, as I said, at 7:55. The second wave hit Pearl Harbor about 8:40. The Japanese commander, Mitsuo Fushida, called out, Tora, Tora, Tora. In fact, there's a movie. Have you ever seen the movie, Tora, Tora, Tora?
I've never seen it.
You know what it means in Japanese? It means tiger, 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 as they were flying over Pearl Harbor. And it was a message to the entire Japanese Navy telling them, we've caught the Americans totally by surprise. And they did. There were eight battleships at Pearl Harbor that day. Included all the battleships of the U.S. Pacific Fleet except for one, the Colorado. Seven of them were lined up in what was called Battleship Row. And during the attack, the USS Nevada, actually, if you live there, they say it's Nevada. Okay, Nevada. Left its berth in Battleship Row and tried to make it to the harbor entrance. And then it was repeatedly attacked on its way, and it beached itself. The Arizona exploded when a bomb breached the forward magazine, the ammunition room. There were 1,100 men just on that Arizona that died.
Hmm. Wow.
My dad told me when I went there, he said, would you do me a favor? When you go to the wall, look for, it was either the Kennington brothers or the Kensington brothers. I don't remember, but I did find their names at the time. And I called my dad and I said, I found them. These were two really good friends. They were twin brothers. Twin brothers. Both died on that boat and that ship. And I said, I saw their names. And it was almost, to him, it was like I almost visited his old high school friends, his boyhood friends. It was just really powerful. And if you go to Hawaii, and I know that Maui is, I know all that, but my goodness, take a half day and go to Pearl Harbor. You won't be sorry.
Oh, my mom called. She told me that she went before, too, and went to Pearl Harbor. And she said, it's everything that you said.
No, you can't even describe how powerful and how emotional this is. Most of the servicemen that day were either in their pajamas or they're eating breakfast or in the mess hall. They just were not ready. And the Japanese knew that Sunday morning was the time when, they were sleeping in late. And they, you know what they call the red dots on the planes, by the way, you know those Japanese planes, those red dots.
The rising
on them?
Sun. Symbol.
You're right. They also referred to them as meatballs, but it was the rising sun. Very good on the side of the planes. And, the rest is you can look up for yourself. And it was just a horrible, horrible thing. And when they left Pearl Harbor, when the Japanese left at 9:45, the Americans thought they thought it wasn't over. They were ready for the third wave, and they expected another one. And then it was the next day that FDR declared that date that will live in infamy. And also that next day, the 8th, was the day we officially declared war on Japan, the day following Pearl Harbor, the attack on Pearl Harbor. So something you children should know about. Thank you, Chris, a listener who sent me an email and said that Joe Kennedy was not a bootlegger. Now, I got to tell you something. That's news to me. He said that his
Mr.
dealings
Burke
in alcohol were legal. So that's the first. Mm. I'll have to check in.
Maybe Mr. Burke had a slant against the Kennedys.
No, that's all I've ever heard, too.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Chris sent me this entire article about how, no, he really was not a criminal. So, I don't know. You check for yourself and make up your own mind, I guess. I mentioned Monday that Peon and Angela will not be able to go on our trip to the Dominican Republic in February. February 19th, my goodness, what, 7 weeks away or something? And because Archie is old, he's over two, so he has to travel as an adult, and that gets very expensive. They have a babysitter, whatever. I forgot to mention yesterday, as soon as I went on and said, hey, we have an opening for two people, boom, it was sold, just like that. The power of the Big 550.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Thank you. We can't wait to meet whoever you are, the couple that's going with us to the Dominican Republic. What else did I want to make sure to get in here? Man, the joke takes a little while to tell. I want to do it justice. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
A local story today about a... I don't know how to pronounce this, orangutan. You know, I've always said orangutan. Monkey that did $200,000 worth of broken window damage at the zoo. It decided it liked to take rocks and smash windows. There's only one joke to tell with a story like that, and it's this one. This kid, this juvenile delinquent who's got a slingshot, and I'll dedicate this to that moron that shot the windows out of the BB gun. He was shooting windows out with a slingshot. So they send him off to, you know, like juvenile prison or whatever, and hope that he will reform and learn his lesson. So he's, after a year, he's up for parole. And they call him in, they sit him down, they go, now, you know why you were here. You seem to like breaking windows out with a slingshot. You've been here, your behavior's been pretty good. If we let you out, what will you do? What will your plans be? He says, well, I know exactly what I'll do. I'll go as fast as I can to a hobby shop, and I'll buy the best slingshot they have, and I'm going to come back here and bust all the windows out of this prison. And they said, all right, denied. Did not release, denied. They send him back in. A year later, and now he's 20, they bring him in. It's been another year. They say your behavior's been pretty good. Hopefully you've changed your ways. If we let you out, what are your plans? He said, you know, I've had a lot of time to think since I've been in jail here, and I think that I'd like to get a girlfriend. And they're thinking, well, now wait a minute here, this sounds normal. And he says, I'd probably have her go into a store for me, because you guys are probably watching me, and you'd have photo ID and recognition and all that, and I'd have her go and buy a slingshot for me, and I'd come back here and bust the windows out of this place. And, okay, denied. A year later, he comes up again. Look, if we let you out, what are your plans? He says, I've had lots of time to think about my life, what I'm doing with it or will do with it, and here's what I think. I think I'd like to get out of here and get a driver's license. I've never had a driver's license. Maybe get a job. Make some money. Get a car. Now they're thinking, all right, go on. They said, go on. What else? Well, if I get a car, I get a job, have a little money, I could probably have a girlfriend. I'd like to find somebody who will accept me with all my frailties and faults, and know that I've done some time in jail and be okay with that. And I'd like to, I've never been parking with a girl, like to drive in or anything. I've never made out with a girl. And they think, okay, now this sounds like a normal. Ah, he sounds like, this is good. This is normal. Go on, they said. He said, well, I'd take her out somewhere at park. I don't know, dark road. And I've been in jail. I haven't had a chance to really experience the touch of a woman, or kissing, or making out, or petting, or any of that. I'd like to try that petting. I'd like to park that car, the radio on, some music going, and kiss on her a little bit. And they're thinking, all right, go on. He says, maybe, start getting some feels and unbutton that blouse. And now a couple of the parole members, they're getting a little nervous. It's embarrassing. But this, they like what they're hearing. They said, go on. He said, well, I'd like to probably get her blouse off. It's just something I've never done before. And, well, I mean, if she lets me get that far, I'd probably take her bra off. And he said, hey, go on. He says, well, get her bra off. I could cut the elastic straps off of it and make a slingshot and come back here and bust the windows out of this place.
All right. Here's a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland, and he's airborne.
Yeah, Dan, I'm looking at, right now we're over the Galleria and looking at southbound 170. It's pretty solid from just a little bit north of Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 is jammed from Highway 270 in through Highway 170. There is an accident or a stall. Looked like it may have been blocking a lane. They moved it off to the right shoulder at Highway 170. But right in the middle of this jam, at just before Lindbergh, it looks like we've got an accident possibly blocking the left lane. I'm not right up on it yet. I can't tell if there's a left lane block or not. But you do have an accident on southbound Page, southbound 270 at Page, blocking a left lane. But that really is a non-issue because traffic is jammed north of Dorset. That goes all the way out through Doherty Ferry. Now, if you are traveling on eastbound Highway 270, it looks like they cleared that accident. That was... It looked like they cleared the accident that was at Highway 367. Traffic is still slow from McDonald in pockets all the way out through 367. And eastbound 40 downtown getting a little bit better. It's slow now from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices on everything you need to ship holiday packages. The Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week and has 10% off UPS shipping until December 24th. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Since 1950, the premier Lennox heating and cooling dealer in the St. Louis area has been Galmish & Sons. In their third generation, the Galmish tradition of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service continues, performed by union craftsmen. They offer 24-hour-a-day emergency service, and they service all makes and models. You can get a complete Lennox system installed for only $28.95. You heard right, just $28.95 for a complete Lennox system installed. Family-owned Galmish & Sons do residential work as well as commercial work, along with humidifier replacement and repair. They're McGraw-Millhaven tested, so give them a call today for a no-obligation estimate for your home or business at 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Or see their website at galmishandsons.com. That's Galmish, spelled G-A-L-M-I-C-H-E, and sons.com. Family-owned since 1950.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables and chairs, laptops and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
The folks at Stefanina's like to think big, like their extra-large 20-inch pizza. Better make extra space in your car before you pick up one of these babies. Like their pasta. Stefanina's serves huge pasta portions. Say that three times fast. Huge pasta portions. Huge pasta portions. Yeah, you got the idea. Big salads, big entrees, even big desserts. Got a big family, a big party, or just a big appetite? Stefanina serves big food for a small price at all five locations, the restaurant in O'Fallon or the express locations in St. Charles, St. Peter's, and now in the Chesterfield Valley. Big savings on daily specials or on the website, stefspizza.com, S-T-E-F-S pizza.com. It's Stefanina's and it's big. How do you spell big? Stefanina's.
You may have seen all these national companies advertising reverse mortgages on television, but Vincent Mortgage is your local source. If you are 62 years or older and you have equity in your home, you very well may qualify for a reverse mortgage. Call 314-839-9999 today and let Vincent Mortgage help you enjoy a stress-free retirement. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
8 out of 10 of us experience back pain at some point in our lives.
Did you know there's a natural drug-free way to relieve this pain? The Joint Chiropractic offers quality, affordable care at locations near you with convenient evening and weekend hours. No appointments or insurance necessary. The Joint Chiropractic. Relief on so many levels.
Mention the Big 550 at any of their 10 metro locations to receive a special $19 offer, including a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Visit thejoint.com to find the clinic nearest you.
On Monday, December 12th, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., Randy and I, live on location at Marie Davila Luxury Retirement Living. It's right there at the corner of Weidman Road and Clayton, 22 acres in beautiful town and country. Come by and see the largest Christmas tree in St. Louis County and kick off the holiday season with Mike Matheny, Red Shanians, Al Roboski, Rick Horton, and former football cardinal Bob Rowe. Come by and watch the show and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at Marie Davila this holiday season.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone. Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Anna and Aaron here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. If you're looking for the perfect gift for that special person in your life, look no further. Give the gift of healthy eating. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating gift certificates make the perfect gift for friends, family, and coworkers, starting at just $25. Give an entire week of healthy, delicious meals delivered to their door. Order your gift certificate today. Call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or go to seattlesutton.com.
Share the wonder of the season at Powell Hall. Join the St. Louis Symphony and Holiday Festival Chorus for Mercy Holiday Celebration, a concert full of timeless holiday classics and a special visit from jolly old St. Nick. See why over 11,000 St. Louisans make this their annual holiday tradition. Mercy Holiday Celebration with the St. Louis Symphony, December 16th, 17th, and 18th at Powell Hall. Tickets available at stlouissymphony.org and 314-534-1700.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare pain relief patches. Our narcotic free maximum strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock knock joke anymore. Cause pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
The Big 550 is celebrating the 12 days of Christmas our way by giving the gifts to you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for that day's $250 gift card from one of our sponsors, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And John Carney will announce the winner the next weekday. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Bishop's Post.
Merry Christmas!
From Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, Epi 6 Laser Tag and Sports Arena, Pro-Am Golf, Yinzer Dental, Westport Plaza, and the Big 550. KTRS.
Merry Christmas!
I'm assuming he's still in Dallas. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. From Dallas, Texas, it's time to check in with Mike Evans, and you know who makes that possible. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door on the east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. What a terrific couple of places, and a gift card from either or both. Wow. To say they'd be appreciated is an understatement. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Now I present Mike Evans. How's the weather in Dallas? How's the weather?
It's cold. It's cold, and that's all I can tell you. It's cold.
Now, what do you call cold? Because where you live, to you, cold is like 60.
Well, cold, it's going to be 28 degrees tonight.
All right. That's pretty chilly.
So, you know, it's cold.
I agree.
And you know what? Annie Guns, I mean, you know, I think something else. The food is great. The service is spectacular. Smokehouse Grill. But you know what? Tom, the owner of the place, is just the nicest guy in the world. Just a regular guy.
I've never met him. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, he's a great guy.
Blackwood's question, in 1999, San Diego Padres opened up their spring training and let a celebrity come and throw batting practice and take batting practice. He was there for the whole month, Kevin Costner, Charlie Sheen, Jamie Foxx, Brooke Shield. I mean, Garth Brooks.
Okay, now you've been drinking. You've been drinking.
You know, I've had three glasses of wine in this Mexican restaurant, and I tell you what, I'm feeling absolutely no pain at all, man.
Margarita.
You're not driving, I hope.
No, I'm not
okay.
Driving.
Right.
I've got a thing of Pearl Harbor up on TV on the big screen. Oh.
Homie? Yeah. Where'd
you pass
go?
Out?
I just, you know.
Yeah.
Home. Tim Tebow is going to spend the whole spring training with the Mets, and they're going to try to let him make the team. I don't know if he's going to make it, but I wish him the best, don't you?
Sure. Why not?
I like Tim Tebow. Justin Bieber, he decided not to hang out with Lil Twist. I know it's one of Frank Opinion's favorite people, Lil Twist.
Oh, man, yes.
He's one of your buddies. Lil Twist just got sentenced to a year of armed robbery and assault. So it's probably a good idea that Bieber's not hanging out with Lil Twist anymore.
Yeah.
10-year-old Cruz Beckham, David Beckham's son, could be the next Bieber. He just signed a big contract, but without the ego, without the mean-spirited, without being a jerk. 10 years old, and he gets a $4 million signing contract.
Oh, my goodness.
10 years old. I mean, that's unbelievable. Justin Ross, the guy that killed his son when he left him in the car, was 115 degrees, was found guilty. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Inmates promise that they're going to kill him a lot faster than they did Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's something to look forward to.
Man, oh, man.
They're going to kill him a lot faster. Yeah, you'll enjoy that. Casey Anthony, a new TV movie coming out, and this is going to be special because in this movie, her bodyguard, for the first time, speaks out. He says he can prove Casey Anthony did kill her daughter, Kaylee.
Ooh.
Remember that case?
Yeah.
Of course.
Found not guilty, walking free. She killed a little 4-year-old girl.
Well, you say she did it.
Yeah, I say she did it.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel is going to host the Oscars. Let me just point this out. Jimmy Kimmel was the third guy who did the sports on the Kevin and Bean show on K-Rock in Los Angeles, the morning show. But before Kevin and Bean, I did the morning show at K-Rock. So which one, Jimmy Kimmel or Mike Evans, used K-Rock as a jumping board, a springboard to success? Well, it's quite obvious. I'm on with Frank Opinion every day in St. Louis.
Yeah, and Jimmy Kimmel's not.
He's a loser there. Yeah.
He loses.
Yeah. Darn right.
Now, I think he'll be a good host. I like Jimmy Kimmel.
I like Jimmy Kimmel. K-Rock, graduate, good guy. He's a good guy. If you have any tips or anything to show, let me know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The state history. You ready for my impression for you? I know you love my impressions.
No, you're really good at that. Let's go.
On Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war did exist between the United States and the Empire of Japan.
Howard Cosell.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Think we are.
I was going to say.
Do they not realize?
I didn't get any good news.
I think
never stop persevering against them.
I think everybody remembers when Howard Cosell went on the air.
They'll never forget.
Either he can't hear you. Yeah.
And I think we all remember when Howard Cosell went on the air and announced that they were going to war with Japan.
Yeah.
That's Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but he's from New York, so it has a little Howard to it.
Oh, okay.
I think that was brilliant, actually.
You're right, Mike.
Yeah.
You really didn't like it, really?
No, it was great.
No, that's the alcohol making you paranoid. We said it was brilliant.
Yeah, we liked it.
Ah, thank you.
You're welcome.
And finally.
And then I went on to Monday Night Football.
after a day in infamy. That will live in infamy.
I think you're making... I think you're making fun of me.
We would never do that. No. Never.
I think you're making fun of me.
No. Know what? This is funny. We just had a meeting before the show, and that came up, and I said, you think we'll ever make fun of Mike? And we all voted no.
No.
So there you go.
Podcast question 1999, San Diego Padres invited who to spend the spring training with them? Kevin Costner, Charlie Sheen, Jamie Foxx, Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. That's what I say, too.
Brooke Shields. No, Garth Brooks.
The answer is Garth Brooks.
Yeah, we got it. We all got it. What a horrible connection.
No, I know.
I hate that cell phone. Plus, you throw in the alcohol slurs with that, and it's a recipe for disaster.
And the Howard Cosell impersonation.
That's right. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's. That's a restaurant, a great restaurant. And next door is the Smokehouse Market. Gift cards, always a good idea. Let me read you an email about MD Health and Wellness. And listen, when I went to Mexico last week, I was with my whole family, sons, daughter, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a wife, a grandson, my wife. I gained 6 pounds. Okay, it was an all-inclusive thing, and I kind of went nuts. I've lost 5 of the 6 after being back 3 days. They taught me how to do this at MD Health and Wellness. Now, listen to this email. This is, good morning, Frank. I want to thank you for your recommendation of MD Health and Wellness. I need to lose a great amount of weight. I've tried several other diet programs. I met with Dr. Gilbertson, who explained the program to me, and I decided to try it out. It's not necessarily something I could normally afford, but like you say, it's about priorities. So I made it a priority for me to start losing weight, made changes in my life so that I could afford this program, and I wanted to do it for 3 months. I was very nervous about the low-calorie diet, but the appetite suppressants helped. After a month, I slowly stopped taking the suppressants. I've been completely off them for at least 2 months now. I was on the HCG program for 3 months, and I lost, get ready, 74 pounds.
Wow.
I've been off the HCG for about 3 weeks now, and I am continuing to lose weight. This program has taught me how to eat, what to eat, and when to eat. As of this morning, I'm down 80 pounds. Even joined a gym to continue my journey of weight loss. I feel more energetic. It's been a joy to go shopping for clothes and finding clothes that fit me. My pant size is down 8 sizes.
Wow.
I doubt that I will ever get to be the svelte jean size that you wear. See, he's using me as a model, as example, as he should. Anyway, I've been listening to you for almost 20 years. I love this show. No, I didn't say it. He says it in the email, Bernice. I didn't say it.
Well, you said it through him.
Okay. Look forward to hearing the show every day. And Paul and Scott Sherman do an outstanding job. Joe, congratulations, man. 80 pounds. There you go. For MD Health and Wellness, they know what they're doing. They will teach you, like he said, how to eat, what to eat, and when to eat. MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. Go check out their website. It's mdhealthwellness.com.
Let's get our final check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
And if you're coming in on eastbound Highway 40, you've got an accident midway between Spady and Lindbergh blocking the left lane. Then you had a stall off on the right shoulder. The traffic was jammed from 270 all the way in through Highway 170 where that stall was. You got a stall vehicle blocking the left lane on southbound 141 right at Highway 55. We are looking at eastbound Highway 270. Things getting a little bit more normal now because you're slow from McDonald through New Florissant. A little bit heavy from the Halls Ferries through 367. On eastbound 40, you're just a little bit slow approaching the Poplar Street Bridge, although westbound 40 drivers, you're still jamming up pretty well from Boyle on out through McCausland. You have southbound 270 drivers, pretty solid jam from north of Page down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Plug in Hum by Verizon for the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Get emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, and more. Visit Hum.com today. Hum, put some smarts in your car. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Scott Sherman is in tomorrow. Get ready in the 4 o'clock hour with your legal questions. You see a police officer, please thank him or her. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, how well do you know your license plates? And what if you're driving around with plates from a stolen car and you don't even know it? It just happened outside of St. Louis.
A cell phone store hit for the third time. What the owner is considering now and why new security is making stolen cell phones harder to sell.
Electric rates falling. The power company who's dropping rates in the new year.
But first on Fox and New at 6 tonight, police thought they had tracked down carjackers from Alabama at a St. Louis area motel.
The vehicle description and the license plate matched, but it turns out that vehicle was not stolen. The owner now says that she and her family were mistreated by police. Andy Banker is here now with the story only on Fox tonight. Andy?
Pontoon Beach thought they had solved a terrible